Hi, Sarah. What brings you to my office this fine day?
Hi, Professor Wilson. I'm here to see you today because I'm concerned about my study group.
I see. Do continue.
Well, we are not getting very much studying done, and as you know, none of us did very well on your last quiz.
I do recall that your group did quite poorly. What do you think the reasons are that your group is working so ineffectively?
Well, we've all become pretty good friends, and so when we all get together, we just joke around a lot and talk and stuff. We do pretty much anything other than actually studying.
That is very problematic. When does your group meet?
We meet every Friday afternoon.
Okay. Well then, have you thought about changing the time your group meets? It doesn't surprise me that your group finds it hard to focus on a Friday afternoon. You are probably all exhausted from the week and just want to relax. It's hard to stay focused at the end of the week.
That's a good point. I never thought of it like that.
So, do you know if there is another time that everyone is available?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we picked Friday afternoon because it was actually the only time that everyone was available. We would probably lose one or two people if we changed the days.
I see. Well then, I have another question. Does your group have a leader?
No.
I see. Well, I would also suggest appointing a group leader.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, there would be someone to set an agenda in advance. That person could email it to everyone before the meeting, and then enforce the agenda by making sure that everyone stays focused on the goals.
Okay, so kind of just like one person who would structure things and keep us focused. I wonder who would be willing to do that.
Well, Sarah, I think that you would make a fine group leader. You've already shown me that you care about this group by coming into my office to see me today.
I guess I could. It sounds like a lot of work, though.
It would involve work, I won't lie to you. However, you wouldn't necessarily have to be the leader for the whole semester. You could simply set the precedent, and then someone else could take over for a while. Your group could rotate who's in charge.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, thank you, Professor. I'll think on it a bit and definitely pick up one of your suggestions.
Happy to help, Sarah. Good luck with your group.